Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tommy, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
This is the Lou and Steve show. That's Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo. I'm Steve Mayo. We alternate turns at the head mic in our arrangement. But this week I asked to start out, thank you, Lou, only because I wanted to make an announcement of some really very important news that I think was underreported in the past, I'd say, week or two, in which it's the events actually occurred. Long story short, you've heard about on the Steve Mayo and Lou Feliciano show here on WVOX 1460 AM, Mondays at 5:30. You've heard about the continuing controversy over critical race theory, diversity, equity, inclusion, et cetera, the other radical, modern, crazy, weird takes on education, completely at odds with American traditional public education, I would say most even private education, the emphasis on citing differences between people, emphasizing differences, ventures into racial profiling, and basically making some students victims and others victimizers under the guidance of, I suppose, teachers. Well, that's what critical race theory means to me. I hope you know a little bit more about it, thanks to the Lou and Steve show here on WVOX. But the big news is, in the last 2 weeks, the school board of Lakeland School District, that's upper Westchester County, that's Yorktown area, though Lakeland includes some pretty far-reaching parts of Westchester, and even dips into Putnam County, of all things. Very unusual multi-county school system. Long story short, their superintendent of schools, one Brendan Lyons, resigned after 14 months, Lou, in service, and there was no apparent cause as to his competence. He seemed like a decent man. He was in public many times and he was met by many people. But basically, he announced shortly after taking the position in Lakeland School District that the system was guilty of systemic racism, as is the phrase in today's radical pantheon of charges and claims. And apparently there were enough parents in the district who differed with that. A group was founded, individual parents and friends and supporters rounded up some supporters and formed organizations and basically claimed that this is not the case and that critical race theory and diversity, equity, inclusion, though perhaps worthy of discussion, were not deserving of imposition on a district. So long story short, the issue was indoctrination or education, and apparently the parents who held that education is more important than political indoctrination.
Very good.
Won the day.
Very good.
Underreported.
Very good.
Other than here?
No, I. You told me today, and that's the first time I heard about it.
Incredible.
Very good.
To the credit of some weekly newspapers, it was reported, it was actually reported in Westchester Rising, somewhat surprisingly owing to their late ideological hard bend to the left. But in any case, it was reported front page, that's an appropriate one. Headline, SOS claims victory as Lakeland School Board accepts Superintendent Lyons' resignation. And again, the details are not very important. You can look it up on the web. You can even look up the Rising paper on the web. But the history of their venture, Lou, into CRT, and dear audience, was that after hiring, Mr. Lyons announced this new venture, and he wanted to increase the awareness of equity and diversity issues. An equity committee was announced. An equity committee is how a radical or activist school board wants to get the citizens pumped up over issues, real, imagined, or otherwise. And actually, there was a petition started online, and it was, I believe, started by a former student in the system, and she managed to get 1,000, maybe 1,500 signatures nationwide to support this idea of radical education, critical race theory, and diversity in education, etc. Without checking the addresses of these people and the location of these people, apparently the board got emboldened, appointed this committee, and announced some moves towards equity and inclusion, all, of course, in on paper, very good ideals, but never really explained, never mind debated. Well, this opposition formed its own position, and that was to get signatures on a local petition, residents only, not people from Alaska and from Tibet, but people from Yorktown area. I presume it's only the
That's
Lakeland.
That's the way it
district.
Should be.
The way it should be. Stakeholders, parents, kids were invited. I don't think kids signed, but parents, you know, taxpayers, residents, basically, people with a stake in the town. They got over 1,100 or so signatures of people qualified and opposed to this radical transformation. Other things they called for in the petition, the opponents, were safe spaces for kids who didn't want any part of this indoctrination. Also access to phones for kids. Kids' ability to have cell phones used if they wanted to get out of a certain class or instruction. And also even landline phones. And also a recording of class sessions for the protection of the integrity of the education system. I think they're good ideas within limits and, of course, not for public distribution. But I think at least it was worth a discussion.
I think it was great.
And also town hall meetings, public hearings on the issues, which is a lot more than the school board allowed the parents in the past. Well, we never got to the town hall meetings. I went to many of the meetings and observed and gave my opinion. But I will tell you, it seems the questioners, I wouldn't say their opponents, because it wasn't clear that, you know, the opposition is the only position to take. There are a lot of varied opinions, but it seems that the questioners won the day, and the idea is if you want to take a radical redirection of public education, have hearings, observe basic rules of fair play, invite opponents, invite proponents, and not just people who support this radical re-engineering of our education system, including people from Black Lives Matter or Antifa or even Proud Boys, as the case may be. It doesn't matter. If people have an interest and a stake, let them speak, but make it fair. Let it be fully public, and let it be done with announcements and public notice. It wasn't done this way, and that's why I think, Lou, I think the questioners won the day. But I'll tell you, and then, of course, let's have a good discussion. There'll be backwards and forwards, and school boards are prone to changing their minds overnight. They're just human beings. So this is a struggle that goes on. Let the struggle end up in a good decision.
I just hope it's no repercussions over this. I'll tell you what I mean by this. Their families, they don't put in the paper or on the internet or anything. The Mayo family, the Felicione family, was for against this thing from the beginning or whatever like that, put their names out. The reason why I say that for is 5 years ago or 10 years ago, whenever it was, people had gun permits. The Journal News put over everybody in Rockland and Westchester County's name who had a gun permit at that time, which was very unfair and, to me, an invasion of privacy.
Absolutely.
And I just hope that they don't, you know, I don't trust this far left with anything. And I think, you know, the way I see it, I hope that doesn't happen.
I think you're stating a good wish. I think most decent people of either side will accept that this concept of embarrassment and publishing of private information, at least until recently, gun ownership was a matter of private ownership. Was a matter of private business. The governor, I think, saw to it that that was ended, I think, illegally, but I don't think any challenge was ever made. But your point is exactly correct. This public records should not be used against any partisan public outcry. It should be fairly treated, and it should observe the rule of law. And I think this process, which caused the resignation of this superintendent, who maybe got a little too far out in front of the public, will be a good lesson to other districts. There are 40 school districts in the county of Westchester, more or less, and there are 700 in the state. They're all hearing about this. I'm sure some superintendents are hiding and burning records. I'm sure some are thinking about their appropriate response to this. I think it's all for the good because it'll be a public debate.
I agree. I agree with that. I just hope there's no repercussions, like I said.
You're absolutely right.
And another thing, too, is I'm glad what you said earlier. It's in-house. Only people in that area of Lakeland School and Yorktown Heights can say anything about that. That's a smart thing because you have other parts of the county who really interfere. Then it gets blown way out of proportion.
Absolutely. I each school board has its own rules as the testimony, and that's fine. But I would say, as for the final say, it should be residents, parents, taxpayers, people like us who've paid our taxes.
Yes.
And others. In any case, this is the Lou and Steve Show. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano here on WVOX Mondays, 5:30. We invite your calls, 914-636-0110. We got a packed schedule for you tonight. Stay tuned.
I gaze into the streets and walk through snow and city sleep behind your roof. Sometimes in winter, forgotten memories remember you behind the trees with leaves that cry. By the window once I waited for you, laughing slightly you would run. Trees alone would shield us in the meadow.
With world and national news, here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WVOX.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. He broke barriers as the first black Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, the first black national security advisor, and the first black secretary of state. General Colin Powell has died.
Powell's family announced his death early this morning at Walter Reed National Medical Center from complications of a breakthrough case of COVID-19. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, a retired Army general, says Powell's death left a hole in his heart and the world lost one of the greatest leaders ever witnessed.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Jury selection underway in Georgia for the trial of three men in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery.
They're accused of killing jogger Ahmaud Arbery, who they claimed was trespassing in February of last year. The killing, which was recorded on video, sparked more racial tension as the suspects are white and the 25-year-old Arbery was black, and also amidst claims that law enforcement was slow to investigate.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News celebrates 25 years.
I'm Juan Williams. I've been at Fox News for 25 years. So the thing about Fox News at the very beginning is that you had the sense that you were in on the ground floor, and everybody there was scrappy. And so we were like just people hanging in and fighting and trying to one day hope that we could overcome the big dogs.
You know what? We have to do something now. This is a tipping point.
Part of the story for me is that I'm the outsider. People say, well, why do you put up with that? Why are you always in a fight at Fox? But in reality, you'd be surprised. The audience likes it. The audience appreciates that there is some drama, some real debate. So many people who are conservatives say to me, I don't agree with what you have to say, but I like you, and I'm glad you're there because then I know what the other side's thinking.
Now, WVOX traffic.
Heavy traffic on the Hutchinson River Parkway starting at about Boston Post Road on the approach to the Cross County Parkway, hitting the brakes again at Hutchinson Avenue once you've passed it. Slowing down at Midland Avenue westbound on the Cross County Parkway over at the Deegan, hitting the brakes at West 230th Street. Slow in both directions at the Cross Bronx Expressway. In the traffic center, I'm Lisa Rothman for 1460 WVOX.
Everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
It's the Steve and Lou Show. That's Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano. We're on WVOX Mondays at 5:30. We talk about everything under the sun, but I did lead out today with the story of the victory against, to me, racial profiling and other very radical, untraditional, non-neutral, non-objective teaching methods in the northern reaches of Westchester County, and actually the Lakeland District goes into Putnam County. But it's very significant, and I think it's very unfortunate, Lou, dear audience, that this is not widely reported locally. It's not commented on in Facebook. They seem to be distracted with other, to me, really irrelevant issues. And I think we should focus on the issue here. And that is the nature of education going forward. Should we revisit the treatment of Columbus and Thanksgiving? Lou and I had a show last week largely about it. And I think Lou and I agree. There's nothing wrong with reconsidering Columbus. But don't start out with a preconceived notion that he was all bad. That's just a repeating a mistake.
Well, when you talked about Columbus, I agree with Vince Malfitano. Vince says, you know, Indigenous People Day, the day after Thanksgiving.
Great idea.
It's Friday.
Of course.
City Hall's closed. You kill two birds with one stone. You don't offend the Italian people. And you give other people a chance to feel that they a time to shine, too. So I agree with that. But what I want to say, not to change the topic here, yeah, Steve, is I want to give kudos to the New Rochelle Police Department. They got the guy. They work with New York City Police. They went out to Brooklyn, and they got the guy who killed the cab driver. Kudos.
In New Rochelle.
And, no, they got him. They went out to Brooklyn,
but
the guys.
The crime was in New Rochelle.
The crime was in New Rochelle. A New Rochelle cab driver. Kudos big time, to New Rochelle Police. They did an excellent job, excellent work on this whole one.
Sure.
A big clap for those guys.
Absolutely, I join you in that.
Very good.
Noting, for sure. I just wanted to get out of the way the idea of education and the public. It is your business. It's our business. Let's pay attention and demand from your media, whether it's internet, cable, radio, TV, and print, it be covered, right or left, wrong or correct. All sides represented. This story should have been reported instead of the scanty reportage that we've had thus far. And I promise you, Lou, Loudoun County, Virginia is not the only place where this fight is going on. You hear about that in the news. You also hear about Carmel, Westchester, I should say, Putnam County, New York. There's a fight there. And I can tell you, I don't want to reveal because it's pretty sensitive, several other communities are rebelling against this trend towards politically correct education. It's going to break out soon. And all I ask is that the media treat it fairly. Let all sides be represented. It's a good debate to be had, but I do believe traditional education will win out in the end, even if it's altered somewhat and changed, maybe for the better. Let's go to the phones. This is a call-in show. Let's go to our first caller, Vince.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm enjoying the show.
Hi, Vince.
Well, look, you know, I mean, I've been harping on it now ever since I discovered what was going on here with this Columbus thing. And the shame of it is, as I think you just laid out again, Lou, the suggestion I made when I spoke at the board before they voted about the Friday after Thanksgiving is a solution that most politicians or community leaders would want. I do believe that most politicians do not want to go out of their way to offend people when there's a solution available that doesn't cost any money, doesn't create a problem, and is suitable.
I love the idea.
Most normal politicians, most fair-minded community leaders would take that solution.
Vince, I can't argue with your reasoning because it saves money. It's principled. It preserves our ideals, and it serves the cause of Columbus Day and the indigenous people we're being taught about.
And you're not offending anybody.
Yeah, you want to be sensitive to all parties.
Well, you see, but the reason I make that obvious point, and I hope it's obvious to most rational listeners,
yes,
that you don't try to offend somebody when there's a solution available.
Exactly.
Unless, of course, your real intention is to offend people. And that's what it was. Because when I spoke, I said, look, why won't you just table this for the evening and look at this idea? School's closed, City Hall's closed,
right,
and it actually has something to do with Native peoples.
Sure.
The celebration of Thanksgiving, 1621.
Yep.
I said, look, Otherwise, it just looks like hate. Mm-hmm. Well, they chose, as I said, they chose hate over reason, and they chose ugly woke politics over community. And this is how you tear a community apart.
I think you're completely right. Vince, let me ask you, was there any public discussion?
No. No, they just voted for it. Every one of them, every board member voted for it. One board member who I can't remember the name of the person, they all read like a little speech prepared.
Oh, touching.
And yeah, and one of them talked about the genocide of the native people. Now, if you actually look at the resolution, it's a one-page resolution. Mm-hmm. It talks about we recognize that Columbus Day is a federal holiday and it honors Italian contributes. It says nothing about honoring Columbus. It just says we know it's a federal holiday, but we have the Indians and we're going to recognize them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very
look, the simple truth of the matter here is, guys, they're going to do whatever they want because nobody pressures them not to.
Yes.
Now, I did get a call from someone who told me a little bit of the ins and outs of this. And I said, well, they had gotten phone calls from a lot of community members about this, you know, to do this. I said, oh, really?
Yeah.
I said, I'd like to know who they are. Well, they won't tell me.
Well,
so I said, you mean to tell me that the way to get something done in this town is to call somebody at home and hector them about this and harangue them?
Vince, the method is...
democracy works?
Vince, the method is the old political hack trick in the dark of the night, outside of the view of the public. Didn't people talk about recently the purifying sunshine of, you know, open discussion and disclosure?
Right.
None of that. Not for New Rochelle's city council. The supposed mayor and the council members should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, the real dilemma here for us in our community and every other community is that this is a full court press by the far left nationwide. The only person who said something that was rather revealing was the board member Valerie Williams, who was elected by the Indivisible crowd some years ago. She after I had spoken about making this, she did address one of my things and says, well, this is a national movement. Other so who cares?
Yeah.
See, there is no holiday called Indigenous People
Day. Course.
Biden just drank the Kool-Aid and issued a statement about it. But Columbus Day is a federal holiday because it was passed by an act of Congress.
You know, another thing, Vince, what I can't understand about this whole thing, Columbus sailed under the flag of Spain. His crew members were Portuguese, and we're blaming the Italians.
There were Italians, there were Spanish, and there were Portuguese, and there were other nations represented. Vince, wait a second. It was an international crew, but Vince's point, Lou's point is valid. Oh, why would the Italians bear the brunt of the blame or the ignominy? It's not right.
Guys, here's the thing. It's not so much about Columbus being Italian. Can you fill in the blank?
Yeah, white. We know.
It's more about him being... Can you fill in the blank?
Yeah, I can...
We filled in.
Vince, I'm not afraid. I say white. Okay?
That's right. It's more about him being a European white guy.
Right. Well,
that's what this is about.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Okay?
Well...
So, look, there's a board meeting. There's a community... A committee of the whole meeting tomorrow night at the district office, but for some reason they're not letting anybody speak.
Appalling.
But the next board meeting where people in the community can speak is November 9th. If you want to speak, to get 3 minutes of speaking time, you call the district clerk
and
say, hello, I'd like to sign up to speak.
Yep, good point.
But the bottom line is I'm going to ask that they please reconsider, since there is some angst in the community, to please reconsider their motion and move it to the day after Thanksgiving. And let's see what these community leaders who value all opinions really are about.
Well, that's an important step, Vince. And I'll tell you, we will encourage others in the community to attend this meeting. I'm sure you'll give us a highlight or a reminder in the future. And also, you have to remember, if you're going to register on the day of the hearing, I think you have to register before 3 or 3:30 to speak?
That's correct.
Yes.
Before 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, you can email her,
right.
But I always like to try to call.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't
answer
the phone.
But, Vince, I think our point is that they make it oh so stringent, you know, to get in line to speak at a meeting in your own community. I wish that all the laws were applied, all the laws, rules, and regulations were applied so stringently, both criminal and civil. And you know what I'm getting at, Vince. Thanks for the call.
It's very simple.
We've got other callers, Vince.
One little back.
Finish your point. I'm sorry.
Sand in their total war on the American culture.
Vince,
nationwide.
Well stated.
This is just part of the woke crowd
right.
That they're all part of.
Thanks for the call, Vince. Much appreciated. Hello, caller. I believe Elaine's on the line. Okay, Will Carryover says, Nick, our engineer. We welcome your calls, 914-636-0110. Lou, I think, wants to talk more about this Columbus Day, and I think it's a valid subject. I'd like to get a retrospective on the Afghanistan disaster, which I've said under President Biden is the greatest foreign policy error in 80 years. Could that be including Pearl Harbor? I believe it is. And we'll have other issues for you, and I hope Lorraine's still on the phone. And other callers here on WVOX. Speak to you soon.